This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match, warmer than they should, because today, one of them's going to have a chance to win their own video arcade game. So, players, you ready? Ready? Okay, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right, here we are. This is where it's all going to happen on Starcade. We have two really good contestants. Let's meet them right now. Your name is?
Fritz Kwocki.
Fritz, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a freshman at Merlot High School in Sacramento, and I really enjoy playing with computers and video games. I'm working on a program right now with hex decimals for a math programming game. You can pick four different kinds of math and just work with it. Kind of helps you along.
I hope it doesn't take you as long to work on a program as it does to explain it. Good luck to you, Fritz. Nice to have you here on the show. And your name?
I'm Mitch Harmon, and I'm a lieutenant commander in the Navy. I'm a pilot, and right now I'm stationed at Monterey, California, completing work on my master's degree at the Naval Postgraduate School there.
Well, terrific. Mitch, nice to have you on the show, too. Now, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win a fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Megazone. Okay, that's the game. You guys shake hands. Mitch and Fritz head for the podium, and while they do that, Kevin will tell us about the games in store for us today. Kev?
Jeff, an all-out invasion is underway on today's show, and it's up to Fritz and Mitch to save the world. Our lineup today starts with Astron Belt, a truly awesome game. Next is Blaster, where survival is all. Then it's Cube Quest, a quest in three dimensions. Star Wars, Obi-Wan and Luke in space, and Mazer Blazer, the invasion of the space bugs. Jeff?
Boy, turn up the sound at home. We have some great games today. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. And one of them, as you know, is a mystery game. You pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is going to automatically be yours. Right now, Kevin will tell our home audience what the mystery game is.
The mystery game is Blaster.
That'll be about the only quiet thing you'll hear on today's show. All right, I have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, and you will pick today's first game. In Mappy, when the game begins, how many cat burglars are loose in the house? A, 3, B, 4. Fritz.
3.
No, sorry, it's 4. Mitch, that means you pick the first game. What are we going to play first, Mitchell?
Blaster.
Look at that. That's a mystery game right away. So Mitchell starts off his day with the prize. Kevin?
It's pack time. You've won a Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun. Furnished by Paxon.
All right. Now you stay tuned because you're going to have fun watching Blaster. That is a heck of a game, and Kevin will tell us about it.
Blaster is a space flight simulator that'll take you on a journey into the fourth dimension, where you'll engage in a fierce battle with clever anti-forces and bold configurations while avoiding collision with barriers. Journey through time tunnels to rescue spacemen floating helplessly in the black void. There is no space to hide now. You must boldly go where few men have gone before, and it's gonna be a blast.
Okay, Mitch, and you too, Fritz. We're going to start you off in Saucerland. There's an automatic 300,000-point bonus for starting in Saucerland, so we deduct that from your final score, okay? A couple ways to make points in this game. When you see the red saucer coming at you in a group of saucers, if you hit that first, it's 5,000 points, or if you hit that last, it's 5,000 points. When you get to the robot grid, try to fly through the arches. It's 1,000 points every time you go through, but be careful because it's easy to get hit, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're ready to go. You have 50 seconds for Blaster Mitch. Ready? Get set. Go. All right, you got the red one first, 5,000 points. Thank you. Partridge. $14,900. Very well played. $14,900. Back here you go. Here comes Fritz. Oh, Fritz, he played a good game, but he left you some room, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, he got killed, but I don't know. That's a pretty hard game there.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those arches, particularly in that second grid. Okay, turn around. We'll get ready to go. You also will have 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Go. Here we go. Done. 30 seconds. Oh! Plenty of time. 20 seconds. Good shot. 15 seconds. Into the robot grid. 10 seconds. There's 1,000. Oh, that was good. Flying. 2 seconds. 27,150. Okay, Fritz, hang on right here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starrcade. Don't go away.
The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Megazone. Choose your path carefully through enemy territory to take the command tower. The challenges are many in Megazone, furnished by Interlogic. Back now to Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. Well, let's see where we are after our first game. Fritz, you have a total of 27,450. And Mitch, you have 14,900. Wow. Fritz, you got a good lead going here. There's still one more game to be played, of course, in this round. The total points scored on both games is going to decide who gets to play the name of the game board. And I will ask you another question. Mitch, you better hope you get this one so you can pick a game you're really good at here. Where does the turbo cross-country race begin? A country road. B, the city. Mitch.
City.
The city is right. Okay. Now, there's four games up there. Which one do you want?
Let's play Astron Belt.
Astron Belt. Okay, that is a real good game, too. Kevin, tell us about Astron Belt.
This game is awesome. Laserdisc technology puts you in the cockpit of a space fighter whose mission is to seek out and destroy alien enemies bent on taking over the Earth. Your journey will take you from spacey encounters to low-flying experiences. Prepare for the challenge of Astron Belt.
All right, before we get going here, Mitch, we want to adjust the score. We made a slight mistake on Fritz's score. We gave him 27,450. Should be 27,150. We've made that adjustment. Now, Mitch, it's up to you. It's Astron Belt. You're a pilot, right?
Right.
What kind of aircraft do you fly?
P-3 anti-submarine warfare.
This may be a little different than the P-3, right?
Same thing. If it moves, shoot it.
Okay. Good luck to you. Astron Belt is the game. You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Nice play. Way to go, Mitch. Head on back. Here comes Fritz. Well, Fritz, he hit himself a pretty good score right there, and you're up against a Navy pilot. How do you think you're going to do?
I don't really know.
All right, well, you don't have to worry about crashing anyway, because we're right here safe on the ground. Astron Belt is the game. You have 50 seconds. Turn around. Okay. Get ready. Get set. Play. Okay, come on back, Fritz. We're going to add them all up. I think Mitch caught up to you a little bit there in Astron Belt, but probably not enough. You both had a chance to play Blaster and Astron Belt. One of you now is going to play for a special prize. So we total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the name of the game board. Fritz, you have 32,880. And Mitch, you have 21,600. Fritz, you got it. Come on down. Right down here with you, back to that board. Now we're going to play the Name the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, we have a prize for you that you're really going to like, and Kevin's going to tell you about it. Kev?
Fritz, for 3 out of 4, you'll battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And for all 4 correct, it's a White's Metal Detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics.
All right, Fritz. Turn around, my friend. We wish you good luck. Take a look at the upper left-hand corner. Is that Tasmania or Yamato?
Tasmania.
Right you are. That's one. And the second one, is that Burger Time or Pepper 2?
Burger Time.
Right you are. Number 3 in the center, Moon Patrol or Dark Planet?
Dark Planet.
No, sorry, that's Moon Patrol. And number 4 at the bottom, Nebula or Asteroids?
Asteroids.
Asteroids is right. Good for you. That gives you a bionic chair. Congratulations to you. Now, stay tuned, because in a minute, one of these two guys is going to have a chance at his own video arcade game. We're getting down to it. We'll be right back.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. The conventional video game relies on computer chips, as many as 50 in any one game, while the Laserdisc game may rely on a disc that looks just like a record. Games like Dragon's Lair put the entire game on a disc such as this and put this into a conventional disc player in the game cabinet. Playing the game is like creating your own movie. For any one move, several scenes have been recorded on the disc. The player moves, and based on the direction of the move or the timing of it, the disc selects one of the scenes. Move the opposite way and the outcome would be different. This is called interactive video. You help decide what happens. Time now for more interaction on Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kev. Okay, guys, here we are at round 2. This is it. Only one game left to play. Only 40 seconds to play it. Mitch, you need some points. After this, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win Megazone. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you. Hands on buzzers. How many circles in the web in Black Widow? A, 8, B, 6. Mitch?
8.
8 is right, yes. Good thing. You get a chance to pick the last game. Pick one you're good at, and you need some points. Here we go.
Let's play Cube Quest.
Cube Quest. Oh, you are going to love the sound of that game. Kevin.
This is a three-dimensional strategy game to capture the treasure star by traveling through the cubes, avoiding or eliminating tunnel hazards and treasure guardians. An ominous laser fantasy inside the cubes, Cube Quest.
Okay, Cube Quest is a game. You picked it, Mitch. We'll wish you good luck with it. You have 40 seconds. We're going to let you get into your commander seat there. Get yourself all set. You tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, I'll start you off. You ready? Get set. Play. Too bad. Well, listen, they knocked you out of the box there, but what the heck, it's a tough game. Head on back. He got 3,200. Fritz, it's up to you now. Now, my initials are on that game, Fritz, so I'm going to be watching over your shoulder, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. Climb into your cockpit there. Are you all set?
Yep.
Okie doke. Ready? Get set. Play. Way to go, 20 seconds. Pick the cue. Ah, it takes time. 10 seconds. Fritz, good play on Cube Quest. Come on back. We're going to add up all the scores. I think Fritz protected his lead pretty well there. We will find out for sure as we total up the scores for the whole day. Fritz, you have a total of 40,280.
All right.
And Mitch, you have 24,800. So Fritz is our winner. Well, Mitch, nice to have met you. Nicely played. Hope you're going for your master's degree,
you
said?
That's right.
Good. Good luck with that. And we have some gifts for you for being here on Starcade.
Thank you. I'm
and
it.
You, Fritz, we have something special for you. You're the winner of the day. Kevin, what do we have?
It's RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power, and can even talk. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're the computer guy. You're going to love that robot.
Sure will.
And I bet you're going to love to have your own video arcade game. Let's see if you can do it right after these words.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira, featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings.
Welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Fritz, you're the champ. You got yourself an RB5X robot. And now's a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Mazer Blazer and Star Wars. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Mazer Blazer, you'd have to score at least 4,000 points. If you picked Star Wars, you'd have to score at least 10,000 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. Now, you reached your decision and you picked...
Mazer Blazer.
Mazer Blazer. Yeah, you know, that surprises me because I read your bio and you said that Star Wars is one of your favorite games. Why'd you pick Mazer Blazer?
Well, because 10,000 points on Star Wars in 30 seconds is pretty tough to get.
Yeah. Well, you got to get 4,000 points or more in 30 seconds on Mazer Blazer. You do that, you're going to win Megazone. So we'll wish you good luck. And while Kevin tells us about Mazer Blazer, Fritz and I will go over and get ready to play. Come on, Fritz.
Your enemies are many in Mazer Blazer, and all are out to get you one way or another. But you have your trusty laser to zap them to prevent them from invading your base located in the center. Protect it with a force field by shooting out the four flashing blocks, and then zap away, clearing the screen of enemies. Get them at the outer limits of the maze for the biggest points. Avoid the destroying walls and get them before they can destroy them for bigger bonus points. Your enemies abound in the cosmic Mazer Blazer.
Okay, Fritz, the only thing I tell you is you have 30 seconds, so don't be afraid to freeze the action with the freeze cube there. You have three of those, and if you get in trouble, be sure and use them, okay?
Okay.
All right, you need 4,000 points or more in 30 seconds of Mazer Blazer. Do that, and you'll take home Megazone. Get ready. Get set. Play. Shooting. Careful. Oh, they got in. No, really too many more. Come on, hang in there. Hang in there. 13 seconds. Come on. Just too tough. Once you got killed, it was too bad. Should have gone for that freezing and frozen the action. Well, you got all the other prizes here on the show, though. You did really, really well. There's some friends to wish you good luck. This is Jeff Edwards on Starcade. Hope to see you in the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.